So allowing the words that we have heard to open our hearts and to begin moving in the depths of our being, we now take this time apart to join together in prayer and in meditation. So I invite you to breathe, to relax, to settle in this moment, to consciously choose to take this time apart, to take this time to set aside the busyness of the thoughts of the outer world and to truly become immersed in the light and the love that is the loving presence of divine being. And so as we breathe and as we relax, I will tone our sacred bowl, letting it open the vibration of your heart and the center of your being to the energy of all that is of highest good. As we feel the vibration, the sound of all that is, we know that our universe is created out of the wavelengths of divine energy. And we just take this moment to let go, to be immersed in a cocoon of love light. That shines as a mighty light from within the core of our being, awakening us to and reminding us of the truth of our being. Knowing that we are made in the image and in the likeness of God, and understanding that that image and likeness is all of creation becoming. It isn't about our human physical body. It is about creative divine mind, limitless substance, love eternal and everlasting in expression as the oneness of all creation that weaves us together in a tapestry of greater expression, of oneness with all that is. We embrace our world. We embrace our fellow humankind. We embrace our planet, the stars and the sky, the rain and the snow, the sun and the wind. We embrace the animals and the rocks, the mountains, the oceans. And we know that we are all a part of this greater wholeness, that we are a part of the dance of living, of becoming in creation. And we know that that which holds us all together is that divine mind of God that we would call the essence of love. That draws us forth to be all that we can be. That invites us to open our hearts to the healing blessings that come when we let go of judgment or anger or fear or a sense of separation or guilt or doubt. Where we let that light of the divine beingness shine so brightly within us that it chases away the shadows and the darkness and allows us through that light of hope, of intention, to be focused on that which we are becoming and moving forward into. And so we allow ourselves to breathe into this time of healing, into this time of being lifted up, into this time of listening to the still small voice within that lends insight and guidance, reassurance and comfort. And so we gently move into a deeper time of silence that we may commune one on one with that highest source of all that is, the breath of Yahweh, of creation, Mother, Father, God. We commune in the silence. And as we feel that radiant light, as we feel the flow of divine spirit moving through us in ways that light the path before us, that remind us that we are dearly loved beyond imagining, in the heart of all that is, of all creation, it allows us to walk in light, to be lifted up, and allows us to feel that sense of gratitude that acknowledges that the rock upon which we stand is that living presence of the love that is God. We celebrate that this day, and we take a moment to send forth the names of, to speak aloud the names of those we would wish to include in our prayer box. Unity Church of Peace, Ann Curry, Isabel, Unity Worldwide, our community, our world leaders, David, Vicki and Evan, and through the spoken word and that intention of prayer that goes forth, we know that the divine light of God is moving in and through all situations for greater good. For that we say thank you. Amen.
Behold the star, the wondrous star that leads to Christ in you. The wise men followed from afar and found the promise true. Oh, let the bells of rapture ring and peace its joy. For he is come and shall be king. Christ is.